At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the Calaveras Public Health Department reports one new COVID-19 death in that county for a total of 56 since the pandemic began. No other details were made available on the death. There are 8 new cases in Calaveras County since Friday, with the county's total COVID case now at 2,159. Active cases have decreased to 8, and recoveries increased to 2,095. No Calaveras residents are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Health Department also reports that 34,047 vaccinations have been given in Calaveras County, and there have been 42,796 COVID tests administered. Calaveras remains in the orange tier of the state's blueprint for a safer economy. California will end that tier system and many COVID restrictions on June 15th. And later today, Amador County will hold a COVID-19 vaccine clinic 1-5 at the Health and Human Services building. Eligibility for this clinic includes those 12 and older for the Pfizer vaccine and those 18 and older for the Johnson & Johnson. To register for an appointment, again, visit myturn.ca.gov. Once again, the clinic will be held at the Health and Human Services building on Conductor Boulevard off of Lower Ridge Road. And the Jackson City Council voted to approve plans for a new traffic circle as part of a designed extension of Sutter Street. Meeting last night, the council voted to approve a roundabout for the new Sutter Street-Hoffman intersection. The Sutter Street extension is intended to make Sutter Street the primary east-west road in the city and take traffic off of Hoffman, which is the current most direct route between the Amador County Courts, Argonaut High School, and Highway 49 into downtown Jackson. The project is being funded with regional transportation fees through the Amador Transportation Commission. The council considered other configurations for the new intersection, such as stop signs or traffic signals, but selected the traffic circle option due to costs and greater safety. Last week, the Jackson Planning Commission voted to recommend the roundabout. While various workshops and a hearing on this issue have seen large audiences and numerous public comments, the council on Monday night received no public comments before voting unanimously to approve the traffic circle. Al Lennox, former head of the American Legion Post 108 Ambulance Service, made his first court appearance on Friday, where he stands accused of stealing $500,000 from the organization. Lennox, who faces a total of 15 felony counts, most of them grand theft embezzlement, appeared before visiting Judge Maria Silvera. No plea was entered in the case, and the arraignment was continued until June 21st. No bail has been set in this case. Lennox, who is 75, was chief executive of the American Legion Post 108 Ambulance Service, which provides ambulance service to both Amador and Calaveras counties. He is accused of embezzling from the organization by both check and credit card over a 4-year period, as well as perjury and destroying bank records. Well, Rachel McKinney, CEO of Sutter Davis Hospital, will lead Sutter Amador on an interim basis after the departure on Friday of CEO Tom Dixon. Dixon led the team at Sutter Amador for 2.5 years and through some incredibly challenging times. Now, McKinney, who has been the CEO of Sutter Davis Hospital for more than 3 years, plans to share her time between the two hospitals during this transitional period. According to McKinney, Sutter Davis and Sutter Amador have much in common, including operational excellence, engaged teams, and strong community connections. McKinney has a master's degree in health administration and has held several positions for Sutter Health since 2004. And Memorial Weekend kicks off the busy summer recreation season for the El Dorado National Forest. Crews have been preparing recreation sites for public use. Not all facilities are typically open by Memorial Day, depending on their elevation, winter damage, and staffing availability. It takes a tremendous amount of work to ensure that all these facilities are safe and ready to open to the public. Visitors are reminded to plan ahead by checking the status of their favorite campgrounds. Now, along Highway 88 in the Salt Springs and Carson Pass areas, many of the facilities are at higher elevations and are not planned to open until June or early July, such as Kirkwood, Caples, Martin Meadows, and Woods Lake. For the upcoming weekend, though, Pie Pie Campground and Day Use Area, Meese and Carson Pass Trailheads, Gold Note Trailheads, McCallamy Campground, Sugar Pine Point, and South Shore Campgrounds will be open. Forest officials say the Middle Fork Consumist Campground, Silver Lake East Campground, Salt Springs Trailhead, and White Azalea Campground should be open. The Carson Pass Information Station will be open this Saturday, and McCallamy Wilderness overnight permits will be issued through the station on a first-come, first-served basis. And Calaveras Public Works announced yesterday from June through September, contractors will begin repairing sections of Gwynmine Road in the area near Paloma. This will require the full road closure of Gwynmine Road from June 1st through September 16th. Crews will be shoring up earth embankments at various locations along Gwynmine Road. This work follows a culvert replacement project that was concluded in the fall of last year. Alternate routes will be available during construction, and Calaveras County Public Works reports they will do everything they can to complete the project on schedule. And a quick reminder for you, the application deadline for the Miss Amador competition has been extended until Thursday. Applications must be delivered to the fairgrounds office by 4 p.m. on Thursday. For more details and application forms, visit AmadorCountyFair.com. And that wraps up a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.